And you are listening to the Texas Standard. Well, Texas is getting smaller. Just kidding. On average, 1,000 people are moving to Texas each day, and traditionally that means more roads and more lanes to accommodate all these new drivers. But is the bigger road the one state planners should be taking? Libby Cohen reports.
Marshall Belden is a University of Texas at Austin student from San Antonio. As a student going back and forth from San Antonio and Austin, he's become quite the expert in construction. Back home in San Antonio, he sits in traffic in the city's Eastern Loop. He's one of the many cars driving in stop-and-go traffic on the growing Loop 1604.
I mean, 1604 is just stuck at two lanes, and traffic on 1604 is, like, I don't even try to go on 1604 after 5 or 6.
The state is working to ease the traffic and drivers' white knuckles. Like many Texas highways in recent years, Belden's Loop 1604 route has already added new lanes to make more room for more drivers.
They've added a bunch of overpasses, like, you know, left, right, all over the place to get to the other highways, which has completely changed the way traffic is being handled.
This is how it normally goes. The Texas Department of Transportation, also known as TxDOT, typically builds additional lanes to solve the state's growing congestion problem. In Fort Worth, there's a $77 billion highway construction plan. In North Houston, it's $7 billion for highway improvement. And in North and South Austin, there's a $700 million project. All will add lanes to pre-existing highways. David Schrenk is a senior research scientist at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, which works with TxDOT. He says that road widening is the favorite solution for the state's traffic troubles.
Widening roads is a very expensive option when it comes to trying to improve transportation, but when you have some of the funding available and you also have high growth areas, providing new capacity via roadway widening is a pretty good option.
But that's where the rubber meets the road. As more asphalt is laid out, more drivers are attracted to the new lanes.
And so when you are going to widen a road, you would hope that demand is going to be there to justify that widening. So that if you're going to spend hundreds of millions or billion dollars, that you're not going to spend them on a road to nowhere.
Brian Purcell is a road project junkie. He evaluates TxDOT projects on his website, Texas Highwayman, for fun. He says the state's road adding model is only a temporary solution.
That's kind of been the conventional wisdom, is to expand highways. You make it bigger, of course, and it can accommodate more road, or more traffic, rather, sorry. And in general, at least initially, they do seem to work. Obviously, you get that that immediate gratification that, yeah, road's wider, and you get the free-flowing conditions for several years.
But it doesn't last forever, and the reason is explained through the fundamental law of congestion.
The fundamental law of congestion, which is that eventually the traffic will expand to fill the available capacity.
The more lanes you build, the more cars you attract. It's a catch-22. The new space eventually fills up, and then congestion is back where it started prior to the lane additions. Experts like Schrenk agree that adding more road is feeding our dependency on cars. Right now, most Texans prefer and depend on their personal cars. But according to Schrenk, new technology can change that.
The road capacity we have today may be enough in the future with all the technology and automation that we can get a lot more out of what we have than needing to build. Plus, who knows what's going to be in the air, for example, drones and sort of the, going back to the pie in the sky sort of Jetson sort of image of years gone by where we were all flying our hovercraft around.
It's looking like we have a few years before your tires will leave the asphalt. But that doesn't help Marshall Belden's commute today. Back at the University of Texas, Belden is happy to see more road space, for now at least.
I guess there are costs and benefits, but I guess right now it's smart to add lanes because the cities are just getting bigger.
Bigger. It's an adjective we love to use in Texas. Bigger cars, bigger roads, bigger cities. And for now, transportation planners are committed to the additional lane model. I'm Libby Cohen for the Texas Standard.